This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
Today we are joined by the fabulous Maureen McGillicuddy.
G'day, how you going? You alright?
Oh, I'm very good, Maureen.
Oh, you've got an audience.
I have to say, you look so much younger in person.
A lot of people say that. Do you know what? I think it is. It's the lighting inside a caravan. It's not friendly.
Well, you've been in a caravan this whole comedy festival, haven't you?
Too much time. I've got, what's that, cabin fever.
You've got caravan cabin fever.
Or
just trade tour cabin fever.
Yeah, that's common.
Bit of that.
Yeah.
Bit of that.
It's nice to be here, though.
Oh, it's lovely to have you.
Yeah.
I would be more worried about having cabin fever because you've had to share it with Edith Vale.
Edith, yeah, she stinks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, don't even get me started on Caroline Spring.
And I don't know where Edith is at the moment. She could be anywhere.
I think she's hit the pokies down the road.
Probably.
Yeah.
No, that's tomorrow. Tomorrow's pension day.
Tomorrow's pension day.
That's when she goes to the pokies. She goes to the casino.
You have had an amazing comedy festival, Maureen.
It's been wonderful. And it's my first one.
It's your very first one. And you've added so many shows. Yes. They just keep building.
And there's more tomorrow that come out. And that will mean that we've done 107 shows.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yes.
Are you worried that, you know, like, the tax man's going to come for your pension or anything like that?
No, because we don't declare anything.
But for an old lady, lots of stamina, 107 shows.
That's a lot of cuppers.
A lot of cuppers.
What's your advice for all the other grannies and grandpas out there for strong stamina?
Look, I think the main thing is you've got to love what you do. And have a background in recreational drugs.
You don't love what you do.
I do what I do.
You just got good drugs.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Panadol every morning.
Yeah.
And
it thins the blood.
And I have a Barocca.
Oh, at night.
Yeah. In the morning. Yeah. Well, sometimes in the afternoon. My mornings and afternoons now are blending.
Well, yeah. During the comedy festival, I can imagine
it's all become
a fabulous blur.
And Caroline, and do you know the other thing that's been doing good for me is the Vicks. You know those little Vicks that you shove up your nose?
Oh, yes.
They're something else. Because if you have one of them, in every hour I have one of those up my nose, and that sets a little alarm off inside your head. And because of the smell that Caroline puts out of her body inside the caravan, I just like to keep my nasal passages minty fresh.
Three old ladies in a caravan, it's all a little bit crazy, but you've got to be a little excited because now you can say that you're an award-nominated...
We're a nominee.
Well, award-nominated.
Yes.
Is that words? A nominee?
Nominated. I think that's a word.
An award-nominated...
The Golden Gibbo.
Comedian woman.
Yes, that's right.
You've gotten a Golden Gibbo.
Yeah.
That's a little bit exciting.
It's really, really exciting. And, you know, I mean, for us, it's just a pleasure to be thought of. And also to learn that this award even existed. I had no idea.
Do you know what?
And now we're probably going to win it. Doesn't seem fair, does it?
You know what I think's really funny? There's so many comedians that have been trying for years, practicing, doing so much, and these old ladies just decided to cart their caravan into Trades Hall and like, oh, we'll just invite a few people in and pretend to be funny, and they get award nominated. Get
nominated for award. But there's also Clara Cupcakes.
Oh, she's fabulous.
I went to see her last night. If you get a chance at the Butterfly Club, she was wonderful.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. She plays a video game on stage.
Ooh.
Oh, it's so exciting to watch. And there's also Double Denim and Rama Nicholas and Fran Middleton and Game Boys. And I have no idea who they are or what they do. But obviously it's good enough.
So have you had any time really to see that much during the festival,
No,
Maureen?
I've seen that. And Mel Buttle, who's one of your lot.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Lebanese,
a gay man.
Lesbian. Lesbians.
Yeah.
Also, who else? I'm going to see Jude Poole tonight.
Ooh.
Who's a good friend. We like Jude.
She has a great song that's being played on Joy at the moment, and I love it.
Basically, does she? Is it called Housemates? Is that it?
Yeah, no, that's the name of her
show. That's funny. This show she's doing tonight, I think, we're very good. She's been a guest at our show, our bingo night, we do. And so should we.
Well, yeah, you've got your bingo night coming up in a couple of weeks, aren't you?
Yeah.
Don't you do that every
next
month?
Week.
Is it next week?
After.
No, it's the week after.
Oh, I generally think about it that morning.
It's the week after.
These days.
It's 2 weeks away.
Yes.
You've got the day before my birthday, actually.
Oh.
Subtle. Now, you do these
we'll
monthly...
We'll give you half-price entry, Dean.
Oh, that's nice. Last year it was free.
Oh, we're looking after you, mate.
You've been doing these every month. I reckon you're going to be end of comedy festival, bingo night. You're going to collapse.
Hopefully. I hope I don't... after bingo, because I think it'll be busy, we've got Thingo.
Miss Itchy.
Our guests. And I hope after that I don't wake up again. I'm kind of done. I've done it all, you know. You get nominated for a Gibbo. Although I wouldn't mind next year coming back for a Barry. That's what
nice.
Everybody wants.
What about a Logie?
Yeah, I'd like a Logie. I'm just kind of hoping that I'm around for long enough that Australian TV completely dies and I'm the only one left.
Oh, that's a good
and
way
And I
to
might
go.
Win a Logie that way.
That's a very good
without
way
Without having
go.
To try. I don't think it's a few years away.
What, TV dying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But Neighbours will keep going, but no one on that's going to win
I don't know. Neighbours, well, no. Do Neighbours people win awards? I don't think they do.
No.
They win now that they've got, like, Best New Talent, which is literally just for the Home and Away on Neighbours
crew.
Pretty
much.
Yeah.
I also...
Do you like Neighbours, Maureen?
Love it. I watch it every night.
All right. Well, how do you feel about Fake D?
All right. Well, I liked it, but I've seen real ghosts. I've seen real people come back from the dead and they don't look that good.
No.
She looked the same as she did 10 years
exactly.
ago.
Exactly. I was very confused by it. So it's D, then it's not D, then
did
it's fake
D. Did you watch
D.
this sexy?
Oh, I just saw it on the ads.
Oh, it was just unbelievable. Toadie.
So she's a fake D, yeah.
Toadie's been through a real rough time lately, you know.
Poor guy.
Oh, well, he was at his daughter's birthday and a bouncing castle fell on him. And he became paraplegic in his legs, and then he managed to learn how to walk again.
You
and
should get a job writing
these wonderful
for
scripts. They're just amazing.
Oh, that's happened to me. I've had a bouncing castle fall on me before. Everybody, that's happened to everybody. I did it to Caroline last week.
Oh, it's Mad Wednesday with Dean and Sexy, and we're joined...
And me. I'm here too.
By Maureen McGillicuddy. Yes.
Did you know that I used to be the main star of a breakfast show on Joy many years ago?
Oh, I did not.
Sexy, that was on the Special K breakfast show. And people would tune in for the 8 minutes that I was on, and then they'd switch off. Very similar to what they're doing tonight.
We've got a very good show tonight, Maureen.
You are very entertaining.
We've been talking safe schools.
Oh.
Lots of things.
I'm intrigued. I want to know what to expect when you walk into the caravan.
The caravan. Well, yes. It's 15 minutes. It's an exclusive audience with us three. Caroline Springs. So Edith and I have been friends since we were very tiny little girls at school. And then Caroline, we were left. Caroline was left to us in a will many years ago by her sister Alice Springs. And Alice and I went to school together. And so we basically tell you a little story, make you a cup of tea, you have some bickies. And you can expect, I guess, a lot of Barry Humphrey's old jokes to be recycled in front of you.
Oh,
well,
great.
I know you love some of that and love that Uma.
Oh, it's good humour. We didn't mean to be funny. People have just sort of selected us to be funny, you know.
It's just a natural born talent. Well,
bingo was always our passion. And we used to do one at the Mooney Pond Sports Club. And only two people came one night and they never asked us back again. So
I was one of those two.
Yes.
I was one of those
we
two.
We really had a go at that and it just didn't work out for us. So we moved to the 86 in Smith Street. Very lovely Anthony there. He works hard. One day a year. And and people started coming, you know, and they laughed at us. All of a sudden we realised we're funny. So we went in the comedy festival and here we are. And we're just having the time of our lives.
Why
hopefully
not?
Caroline doesn't have much of a life left.
Well, have you got any more room? Can people still book tickets for shows? There's room in the caravan left.
There's a couple of shows going on tomorrow. I think three
shows.
So
there's going to be more
tonight
shows.
Or tomorrow.
More shows tonight or tomorrow.
Yes. And it will be for Thursday, Friday, and maybe Saturday. One of them on Saturdays.
Oh, you're working your little heart out. Well, I guess you'll be happy when it's all over.
Can't wait. I'm going on a holiday.
Good. I like to hear
that. Take the caravan.
Take the caravan and get to Frankston and enjoy it all.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming in, Maureen.
It's been lovely to meet you.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Do I just let myself out now?
Oh, yeah.
and get my own way home, do I?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a nominee. Get me a taxi.
Well, your taxi, you got a pension.
I know, we Uber it.
You'll get it all fine. She's got free public transport because of her pension.
I'm on the pension.
She's on her pension. She's got free public transport.
The age of entitlement starts at 65. 65. You want free taxis. What a rot.
If you want to book tickets to the new shows that have been dropped for... In the van, a
Nan, visit
with Nan in the caravan. You can go to the Comedy Festival website,
right.
Or you can just check out Granny Bingo Girls on their Facebook page, and then you can find out everything that they're doing.
And don't forget Radiothon's on soon, everybody. So Radiothon become a member.
Become a member during Radiothon.
And give us donations
anytime,
too.
Really. We love it all.
Love
Maybe
money.
I think we should get you back in for Radiothon.
I'll do the whole thing.
I definitely feel like that's something that we should do.
Gary
I'm all
Wilson
for it.
Is getting a bit snappy.
You'll come in then?
I'll come.
All right, well, we'll definitely see you during Radiothon. Thank you for coming in,
Bye,
Maureen. It's
everybody.
Been a pleasure.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.